Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. Tonight, it is a pleasure to welcome back into our beautiful studios here in downtown Exeter. Catherine Gagnon is here. Welcome back, Catherine.
Hey, Mike. It's so great to be back.
Nice to have you with us. Catherine is the music director of the Warwick Symphony Orchestra, and we want to talk about what's been happening with the orchestra and what's coming up, some events in just a few weeks. But let's catch up with you a little bit. You're a busy lady.
I am.
You do teaching, you do running around, you do conducting.
I teach, I conduct, I play a little French horn here and there, and I run a bed and breakfast in my spare time.
Wow. So let's go back to the French, a little French horn here and there. I don't know if we've ever talked about how you started. Did you start very young with the French horn?
Oh, my goodness. I wish. No, actually, I was a piano player as a little kid and went to middle school and decided I wanted to be in the band. Mm-hmm. And had a visionary band director who handed me a pair of mallets and asked me to play the bells.
Really?
Yeah, actually. But a few years later, I was a bit bored with the bells. And so he handed me a French horn and a fingering chart, sent me home for the summer and said, "This is how you buzz, and good luck."
Well, how about that? And here you are now, rich and famous.
Barely.
Well, it's great to have you with us. The Warwick Symphony Orchestra has been around for about how long now?
Roughly? Oh, my goodness. We are over 50 years old. The group was established in 1966 as the Warwick Civic Orchestra. And I believe it was back in the 80s where it had a name change to the Warwick Symphony Orchestra. Mm-hmm. And I have been with the group since 2011.
Wow. All right. And practically been on this Conducting Conversation show ever since then. Well, pretty close to it anyway, quite
absolutely
a few times.
Absolutely, yeah.
And it's great to have you back again. And the orchestra is going to be doing concerts in just a couple weeks. Tell us about those.
An exciting program. We're calling this May 2019 series At the Movies. And we're going to be doing two performances. The first at the GAM Theater on Jefferson Boulevard in Warwick.
Well, let me interrupt and make sure people understand, because a lot of people haven't heard about the GAM in this part of the state recently.
Right.
And that's what used to be, in Rhode Island terms, right?
Right.
It used to be Ocean State Theater on Jefferson Boulevard. It's now the GAM Theater, and that'll be a great place to watch this concert.
We are really looking forward to our very first performance there. We're hoping it becomes an annual event. They've been very welcoming to us, and looking forward to trying out the acoustics in that space and having the orchestra travel in. So it's at the GAM on that Thursday, May 23rd at 7:30 p.m. And then we're going to repeat the same performance the following weekend on Sunday, May 26th at 2. And every year we perform over at the Goddard State Park Carousel, which is off of Ives Road in East Greenwich. And
right.
So we'll be back there.
Now, how does that work when the orchestra is the orchestra in the carousel?
Yeah, so it's actually the carousel structure. There's
right.
no carousel in the space
right.
anymore, and
right.
they host different kinds of events there. There are weddings that happen there.
Yep.
There's kind of this odd staging that
right.
we set up on, and then we spill over because we're a bit bigger than the staging allows.
That's what I was trying to figure out.
Yeah, yes. Okay. And then we just set up the seats audience style, and it's terrific. And it's rain or shine because we can open and close
yeah,
as many
cover,
doors.
Right,
right. right.
Excellent. All right, so that's coming up just a few weeks. And can people get tickets in advance?
Absolutely. If tickets for the May 23rd performance are available through the GAM box office online, or they can stop by during open business hours at 1245 Jefferson Boulevard. Tickets for the Sunday, May 26th performance can be obtained by going to our website, and that's WSORI.org. And or there will be tickets available at the door for both performances.
Excellent. All right. Let's talk about what's going to be in the concert.
Absolutely. So we have a really terrific selection of movie music, basically original score music, selections from a few medleys from some fantastic shows, music from Forrest Gump, movie musicals like Chicago and Grease and Annie, music from Fantastic Beasts, The Godfather, Wizard of Oz, and a little bit more.
Wow, that sounds challenging. So the orchestra has been preparing for this for a while.
We have. We've been rehearsing actually two programs at once. This is one of them. And we've been working on this music since the month of January. We've at the same time been preparing actually a completely different program that we'll be offering called our pop-up series. And that's going to be in the months of June and July.
All right. Well, let's talk about that after we get in the mood with some music. And you have kind of an iconic piece to play first, right?
Absolutely. We are going to be performing a good portion of William Tell's Overture by Rossini. It's actually an overture that's written in four sections. We're going to be playing sections 2, 3, and 4. And this is used in many, many shows, both on film and in TV. It is best known for its inclusion as the theme for The Lone Ranger. But it's also been featured prominently on films such as A Clockwork Orange and also The Princess Diaries.
All right. Hi-Oh Silver. Great music provided by the Warwick Symphony Orchestra. Catherine is telling us about the concerts that are going to be coming up in just a couple weeks. And I know, Catherine, as music director, you depend on a lot of people in your orchestra to carry the weight sometimes.
Absolutely. We have some terrific musicians that work in all sorts of walks of life, but they give of their time and their talent, and they're just wonderful contributors to who the WSO really truly is. And so through this program this May, I've really taken an opportunity to highlight some of those individuals, whether it be through solo parts in these pieces or section solos, to really, you know, kind of show off our bright and shining stars in certain areas of the orchestra. So in the next selection that we're going to be listening to, there are actually going to be two members of our orchestra that are prominently featured. The first is Pastor Jonathan Malone of First Baptist Church in East Greenwich. He is a wonderful bassoon player. And in Firebird's Bursus, there is a phenomenal bassoon solo. And so it was not very difficult to kind of connect the dots there on who should play it. And then also leading into the finale of the Firebird, there is this really, really amazing amorphous French horn solo, and that's going to be played by our principal horn player, Juliet Lamb.
Excellent. All right, well, let's get to that, and then we'll take a short break and be back with more of the Warwick Symphony Orchestra.
Thank you.
Symphony Orchestra is the subject of tonight's program. I'm Mike Maino, and happy to be sitting with Catherine Gagnon, the music director of the orchestra, and we're talking about concerts coming up on May 23rd, Thursday night at the GAM Theater, and Sunday, May 26th at the Carousel at Goddard Park. And we also mentioned some pop-up concerts. Tell us about that.
So the WSO's pop-up series is a new initiative funded in part by RISCA. There are going to be actually 5 free performances by the orchestra all over the state. And so we are popping up with concert number 1 at the Gatsby Days Fireworks the first weekend of June. We are going to perform our second pop-up in the middle of Roger Williams Park Zoo on Sunday, June 9th, which should be pretty cool, right next to the new rainforest exhibit that they have there. The third one's going to be out in the beautiful Saconnet Vineyard, Carolyn Saconnet Vineyard, out in Little Compton on Wednesday, June 12th. Fourth will be pretty close to here in North Kingstown at the Cold Spring Community Center Bandshell, and that's scheduled for Thursday, June 20th. And we end the series at the Weaver Library Summer Concert Series on July 10th, and that's in East Providence.
Well, there you go. That gets you, certainly does get you around the state.
Absolutely.
People might even have to go over a bridge.
Or two.
All right. Well, let's get back to the music that you are going to be presenting. And this is kind of a medley, if you will.
Yeah. So one of the other programmed pieces for May is a piece by the title of Movie Spectacular. And it includes 3 really terrific themes. It starts off with the opening theme from the original Batman movie by Danny Elfman. It then moves to music by John Barry, which is the John Dunbar theme from Dances with Wolves. And it finishes off with the main title from Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves. And that is music by Michael Kamen.
Excellent. Well, a lot of music there, so we'll listen to all of that and then take a short break and be back with more.
Thank you.
Warwick Symphony Orchestra, the subject of tonight's program. Music director Catherine Gagnon is here, and we've been talking and listening to music about the movies and scores. And one of the things that struck me when I knew you were coming in tonight, Catherine, to talk about all this is what a great job it is in putting all of this together with all the different facets of selecting the music, which I want to talk about, and getting sponsors to be able to put this program on. A lot of people do a lot of work, right?
Absolutely. We've had some wonderfully generous support this year from the business community for our May 2019 series. Greenwood Credit Union is sponsoring the entire event, and we are very appreciative of their support. And then we've had ongoing season support from Bank RI, from the Warwick Beacon, and this very radio station, WCRI.
Well, it's great to keep the music alive, and we're glad we do our small part in all of that. And one of the things that we've been noticing, at least I've been noticing, is that some of the composers of the music review so far is not necessarily the number one, not the ones that win every Academy Award, it seems, every season. But some of the names you might not recognize.
For sure. I really wanted to look back through time at some of the really influential composers of film music and be as inclusive as possible. So, you know, names such as Danny Elfman and John Barry and Michael Kamen came to mind. But we certainly also wanted to look back at, you know, terrific composers like Hans Zimmer and Henry Mancini and Nino Rota, who wrote the iconic music from The Godfather. It's not all just about John Williams, although we will certainly nod to him as we play the music from Fantastic Beasts, because his music is where it all started, and then right. James Newton Howard kind of took his ideas and expanded them for that new series of films.
Well, it's interesting that you've got such a diverse background of different kinds of composers with different themes, and it must be fun for the orchestra to play, and gives you also that chance of featuring, like you said, if you happen to have a great person on a certain instrument, there's a shot to feature them, and that's a good thing to do.
Absolutely. We want to try to support all of our players as much as we can, and those that play really great, we want to make sure that we hear them.
Well, there you go. All right. Speaking of Henry Mancini, one of the people you mentioned, that leads us into this next da-dum, da-dum.
Absolutely. The music from The Pink Panther is one of those really, really memorable tunes. And Henry Mancini was the fantastic composer of that. And this is a performance by the Cincinnati Pops.
Thank you.
brings back a lot of memories for me. I remember watching that movie vividly for the first time and many times since. Catherine, you know, with an orchestra and more than one person playing a particular instrument, you might have three violinists, four violinists, I don't know how many you have, 10.
Quite a few.
Quite a few. But sometimes you have an opportunity for a solo, and how do you pick the person? Or maybe you...
Well, usually within each section we have principal players, and mm-hmm. so the solos usually are performed by the principal players. There are some times where there are section solos where it's absolutely every person in the group that's doing their thing. Mm-hmm. Sometimes unison all together, sometimes in harmony. But we have, you know, occasions also where some of our players are not available for certain concerts, and so I must rely upon others to kind of pick up the tune from them. So in one of the next pieces that we're going to be listening to, it's actually a humongous cello solo. And so for the May 23rd performance,
Yo-Yo couldn't come.
He unfortunately was not available and not in our budget. for the May 23rd performance, Emily Johnson, who is our principal cellist, will be playing the solo in Pirates of the Caribbean. And then for the May 26th performance, it'll be our assistant principal cellist, Nina Kate Perry.
Oh, so then that solves it. You get two shots there.
Absolutely.
All right. When you mentioned Pirates of the Caribbean, it's one of those movies that I just love the music, and I don't think it gets enough play. Some of these movie scores are just absolutely amazing, and you mentioned theme from The Godfather, which we're going to get to hear in a few minutes. That's another one that I think doesn't get enough credit. I mean, that's
absolutely
very iconic.
And yet it's recognizable instantly.
It is, just like the theme from Jaws or that Pink Panther that we just heard a few minutes ago. Let's talk about the two concerts that we're really touting here are Thursday, May 23rd. It's going to be at the GAM Theater at 7:30. And tickets are available, and the prices?
Through the GAM box office, tickets are available. The prices are $15 for general admission, $12 for seniors, and children 12 and under are always free.
Wow, that's a bargain. And that's going to be at the GAM. Those are the ticket prices at the GAM
Theater? At the GAM. And the same prices are good also for the Sunday, May 26th performance. But for that performance, tickets are available through our website, WSORI.org, or at the door.
Excellent. Well, that sounds very reasonable. I hope that lots of people get out and support the Warwick Symphony Orchestra. And then don't forget those pop-up concerts that are coming. You mentioned, I think, five of them that are going to be
there. There are five in June and July, yep.
And they're also listed on your website.
Yes, they are.
So check that out. Catherine, thanks so much for coming in tonight, bringing your music to our audience and your information, more importantly.
Thank you. It's always a pleasure.
Keep up the good work. And what are we going to go out with here?
We're going to start with the love theme from The Godfather. The only difference between this recording and our performance will be that we will not be using accordion or mandolin.
Oh. All right. And then... we're going to play another piece after
that. Right. We're going to actually do the Pirates of Caribbean Dead Man's Chest theme. It's the Jack Sparrow theme, and it's from the original score.
Excellent. All right. Thank you for listening, everyone. We'll see you next time on Conducting Conversations. Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.